sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, men whisper and say that you will come again, and once more man will prosper beneath your rainbow wing. And on your mighty far-flecked back, there shall stand that man. His words will be for the voice you lack, a guide for the race of man. Oh, rainbow bird, mighty phoenix, once more into
all right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Show. And we're still sending out the latest issue. You can get it just by calling 888-678-1444. It's the it's the most powerful tool that we've got for letting people know what's happening, know what's going on. And well, we'd like your help in distributing it and uniting people. And speaking of uniting people, I want to bring a guest up that's been doing that for a number of years. My friend Ted Gunderson, ex-FBI. How are you, Ted?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I really enjoyed our visit in Dallas here the last weekend or so, and it's great to be back on your show.
Well, it's nice to have you back. And I sure enjoyed seeing you and your fiance there.
Thank you, sir.
And my congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir. It's 35 years single.
Yeah. I think I may be going to give you that time period a try too. But Ted, your career FBI. You were the station chief in L.A.
Well, yes, I was in the FBI over 27 years. I started my career in Alabama and Tennessee, New York, New Mexico, and then back to Connecticut and Washington D.C. I had a couple assignments there. And then at the end of my career, I was in charge of the...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Come on. And with my guest, Ted Gunderson. Ted, I'm sorry, we got caught up in the break.
No problem, Clayton. Anyway, I was FBI 27-plus years at the end of my career. I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division, which encompassed most of Southern California. I had over 700 personnel under my command, 16 offices under my control, and a budget of $22.5 million. One of the top executives in the FBI at the time. Great career, a lot of fun, good organization at the time. A lot of problems since then. And I've been out around 27, 28 years. So, and no complaints about being in and no complaints about being out.
Ted, has the FBI changed since you've retired?
Unfortunately, it's changed drastically. Absolutely no question about it. It's gone way down. It's been, in my opinion, it's been infiltrated by the Illuminati. And if you folks don't know what the Illuminati is, you need to get a book called Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr, which explains it. And it's available on my website, tedgunderson.com, by the way. And also, Clayton, I give away DVDs, free DVDs, and that website is 1-FREE-DVD.com. But there's no question it's been infiltrated at the top. There's a lot, but I want to emphasize, a lot of good people still in the FBI, but, you know, I've heard that a number of the good ones have resigned, resigned, because they don't like what's going on, and it's a tragedy. It's terrible. But I don't think the FBI is any different than other federal agencies, because this element, this Illuminati element, infiltrated virtually every level of society. And that the Illuminati is the same thing as satanic cult, by the way.
I don't know if you've had time to read this issue of the Free American, but I've got the history of the Rothschilds in there. And according to the research, the Rothschilds were funded the founding of the Illuminati with Adam Weishaupt. And they've also funded and are in charge of the money for the Catholic Church. And you've had some experience with you know, some religious sects too.
Oh yes, definitely. Well, you know, the Rothschild family commissioned Adam Weishaupt in 1773 to come up with plans to take over the world. And on May the 1st, 1776, communist holiday, by the way, he announced these 25 plans. And these plans are well laid out in this book called Pawns in the Game. And it's, for example, some of the goals, and they're about 85% of these 25 goals is about 85% complete, I would say. These included corrupt the youth through sex and drugs, control the mainstream media, or control the media, but it's ended up being the mainstream primarily because they have still haven't put the kibosh on Free American and a few other publications. And also to elect their own people to office, which they've done through this electronic voting machines. And another, take over property and high taxes. And if you can't elect your own people to office, why elect your put your own agenteurs in there as advisors to people who are being held or who are holding high top level high political positions. And these 25 goals are there. I mean, it's right there. And if you look at them, you can't believe it. Like, for example, the mainstream media. I have a document that which is from the February 9th, 1917 congressional record. And in this document, it's the Congressman Calloway from Texas announces to the Congress that the J.P. Morgan interests have taken over 25 of America's leading newspapers. They actually went out and bought the newspapers and inserted their own editor in order to control the press. And that's what's happened here in America today. It's tragic what's happening. And you know, the sad thing about it, Clayton, is that the American people, by and large, are not aware of this. It's just a pocketful of those of us who are aware of what's going on. And you know, there's plans, and this whole terrorist movement, that's something else. The whole terrorist movement is designed to declare martial law eventually, and, of course, to set up Homeland Security, to pass the Patriot Act that takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties, and it just goes on and on and on. And so thank goodness for people like you, Clayton, and your publication, Free American, that puts the word out.
There's they give us false scales. They give us they manipulate language, Ted. They I got a bulletin from the FBI. Couple of I guess it's been a month and a half ago, that said that if you are anti-UN and you are pro-Constitution, you might be a domestic terrorist. And they've on the in Congress right now, they're talking about homegrown terrorism. I've said, I made the statement after 9/11 that the war on terror was a war on anyone that was against one world government and one world banking. Am I accurate on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that notice that you received, did that come out of headquarters or where? Do you remember the source of that?
They're forming a 19 Senate bill 1959, I think House bill 1955, and they're appointing a commission basically under Homeland Security to identify the homegrown terrorism, which I think is anyone that's pro-Constitution. I mean, that's what's happened in every communist country. You know, they've gone after the farmers first because they don't want you feeding yourself. They want corporate farms, Archer Daniels Midland. Then they go after the intelligentsia. You know, that's what they did in China. They locked up professors or anyone that's smart enough to know what's happening to them.
Clayton, the FBI Phoenix Division, about, I think around 8 or 9 years ago, came out with that same approach that anybody who believes in the Constitution, anybody believes in the United Nations, they were, and of course the patriots, those of us who are espousing the Constitution and the necessity of continuing to support the Constitution, that those of us that fall in this category are a danger and a threat to the internal security of our country and should be considered as terrorists. So the FBI Phoenix Division came out, and I have a copy of that. I think that was printed. I went public with it, and a number of people contacted the FBI Phoenix Division, and they refused to comment on it. So that's not new information, although it's relatively new as to the House rule. Did you say it's 1955?
I'm sorry, what?
The House rule is H.R. 1955?
Yeah, 1959 is the Senate bill. The House has already passed this. It's called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
So is, the House bill is 1955, though?
Yeah, the House bill is 1955.
And the Senate bill is 1959?
Yes, sir.
Well, it'd be worth everybody's effort to look that up and confirm it and spread the word, believe me.
It basically castrates free speech. It empowers the government to declare anything they deem as an extremist belief system and instantly make you a terrorist, resulting in stripping of U.S. citizenship, torture, execution, no habeas corpus rights, no ability to challenge, even in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, it's heading in that direction, and I just don't understand why the American people are just standing idly by doing nothing about it. Although, you know, it's interesting, the latest campaign with Ron Paul, I've seen him. Of course, he's my candidate, and I'm sure he's your candidate, too. I don't know. How do you feel about him?
Well, I think Ron Paul is the one hope that we've got. I take a little bit of credit for his knowledge. He was a subscriber to the Free American for 6 years. And we met and we spoke at different events together, and he's just a real person.
Oh, yes. Well, he's our one hope that we have. And the trouble is we have to have the delegates at the convention in order to get him elected on the Republican ticket.
Yes, sir.
And it's interesting because I noted in I saw him on TV or one of the publications, and he commented about how the youth is coming forward at the colleges in his campaign. I guess our
little
music
show we're done. Hang on a minute. I want you to repeat that when we come back after these messages. My guest is Ted Gunderson, and we'll be right back, folks.
In In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. My guest today is Ted Gunderson. Ted, the last comment that you made?
Yes. I was talking about the youth and Ron Paul, and he has pointed out that the support at the youth level, the college campus and so forth, is unbelievable. And, it's interesting because we mentioned mainstream media, control on the press and all that just a few moments ago. And it's my understanding that in the debates, the Republican debates, he's been the overwhelming winner in the debates, yet the mainstream media, including Fox News, place him around third or fourth and so on and so forth. Have you been following that, Clayton?
Yes, I've been. I've been putting up his speeches and some of the debates and that wonderful appearance he made on the Tonight Show. I mean, he just when you listen to him talking to Milt Romney and cross-dresser Giuliani. He just makes so much sense. It's like seeing Thomas Jefferson alive and on TV.
That's right, and he's a constitutionalist all the way. He's advocating doing away with the IRS, and also doing away with the Federal Reserve.
Yes, sir. And you know, the that always frightens me for him, because every president that's tried to do something like that, from Lincoln to Kennedy, have been murdered.
That's true. And but unfortunately, you know, we still have to keep, go forward. And, you know, his campaign, as a matter of fact, I have a little brief summary of his campaign. And some of his campaign in the past, he's never voted to raise taxes. He's never voted for an unbalanced budget. He's never voted to raise congressional pay. He's never taken a government-paid junket. He's never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against regulating the Internet. He's not participated in the lucrative congressional pension program. Repeatedly has been named the taxpayer's best friend in Congress. And he is serving his 10th term in the U.S. House. He's delivered over 4,000 babies. He served his country as a flight surgeon in the U.S. Air Force and National Guard, Air National Guard. Been married to his wife, Carol, for 50 years. They have five children and 18 grandchildren. I mean, now one of the things, his approach, his campaign, is to let Americans keep more of their own money, eliminate the IRS, stop the central banker's inflation tax, stop unconstitutional spending, leading us to bankruptcy.
And let's not forget that he wants to bring all of our troops back from the 100 countries that they're in right now. I mean, you know, Ted, we fought, our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day, and they fought them to a standstill. The sun never set on the English Empire.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you know, I don't think people realize that. I've got a new tape out from a speech that I gave up in San Jose at the Conspiracy Con. Called "There Is No Such Thing as a New World Order." You know, as far as I'm concerned, the money changers Jesus ran out of the temple are still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. They're changing the language again.
That's right.
And our founding fathers fought Britain to give us liberty, and they are doing their damnedest right now to put us back into the same situation that we were in under England. And that's what really frightens me, because people can't see that. Oh, you're anti-government, Clay. Ted, you're anti-government. No, I am not. I am about as pro-government as you could possibly get, and you are too.
Oh, absolutely.
We just want the government that was guaranteed us, or as Benjamin Franklin said, you know, what kind of government have you wrought for us, Mr. Franklin? A constitutional republic, ma'am, if you can keep it.
We are anti-corruptionists. That's who we are. We're not.
That's right. I've been accused of being anti-Semitic. If you talk about Israel having 400 nuclear weapons and spying on America with spies like Pollard and the couple that gave the atomic secrets to Russia, you know, you're anti-Semitic. If you talk about 22 million illegal aliens in this country, then somehow you're racist. And Ted, I'm bringing that up. I've got the picture of our Border Patrol agents on the cover. I've got pictures of one of them and his wife, Nacho Ramos, Border Patrol agent. They put in prison for shooting an illegal alien drug dealer trying to smuggle tons of pot, hundreds of pounds of pot into this country. And we put them in jail, and Homeland Security covered and gave this illegal alien immunity. I mean, that scares the heck out of me. That means that they're going after the third class, which is honest law enforcement and honest law enforcement in this country. Hang on a minute. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back with Ted Gunderson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right. We're back. My guest is Ted Gunderson. Ted, this turning by Homeland Security on our own Border Patrol agents who are just doing their job, and the whole illegal situation anyway, I mean, putting these guys in prison for stopping a drug dealer is sending a message to the rest of our law enforcement and Border Patrol agents that these illegals are not to be touched, and the drug supply is not to be touched. And, you know, in my last issue, I did a story about how George Bush protected the Mossad and used the special forces to fly 100 plane loads of cocaine into Albuquerque Air Force Base under Operation Watchtower. I mean, it's like we're being real. We're being our highest office of the president is nothing but a glorified drug smuggler. At least the father of this president was. And we're the 22 million illegal aliens that are being run in, that have been run into this country and allowed into this country. Isn't that the same thing that happened when the Bolsheviks took over and formed the Soviet Union and killed 50 million white Russians?
Absolutely.
It's the same process, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the Illuminati goes back to the Egyptian days, the Babylonian days. So this is nothing new. But it is a secret society. And the people, you people out there listening to this broadcast, as I said, I can't emphasize this enough. You need to get a copy of Pawns in the Game, which is available on my website, which is Ted. My website is tedgunderson.com, and also I give away free DVDs. So if you go on the website free-DVD.com, I give away over 400 DVDs. You were at the Dallas a conference with the Freedom Law School, Clayton, and you saw the posters and the displays that I had there.
Yes, sir.
On giving these DVDs away. And by the way, I was able to give away several hundred of these DVDs to people. And what I'm doing, Clayton, I'm giving these away so that people will be educated, the same as what you're doing with your Free American and your radio show, which we're on right at this very moment. So,
unfortunately, I can't give away Free American like that because, you know, we've just got we have to pay for the printing costs and we have to pay for the mailing costs. But it's the Free American is a powerful tool. We're in nationwide bookstores now. We're back in Hastings. We're back in Books a Million. Barnes and Noble is still holding out by their Zionist purchasing department, but we're back in the newsstand. We're back in bookstores across the country.
What's the other Borders? Are you in Borders?
I think so. I think so. I haven't got my report back, but I've got national distribution with the Ingram Periodicals, which is the largest distributor in the country, and I'm about to submit my we just got DVD duplicating equipment in, so I'll be able to get my videos out. There ain't no such thing as the New World Order, the Two-Face of FEMA, the story on chemtrails, and you know, the other thing, they've got to set up for that this bird flu. You know, they keep talking about pandemics. They have movies on mainstream television talking about pandemics, and you know, I've got in the Two-Face of FEMA, they talk about being a long war that we're in, and the enemy's weak. So you know, we've got they're going to use unconventional methods, and they're setting us up for a biological attack. They're programming us for us because the Brinkerhoff from Homeland Security says, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of them just won't follow orders. In other words, we won't line up on the parking lot, Kmart parking lot, to get our vaccines. I mean, that's where we need more troops to control the American people than we used to invade Iraq. What kind of logic does that make? What kind of sense does that make? Unless they're just trying to kill us.
Well, we don't. They want to reduce the world population. I believe, as I recall, 500 million people. And we have, you know, what do we have now? Is it 3 billion or and they want to reduce the U.S. population to 20 million people. I mean, that's the size of the greater Los Angeles area. So, that's why they're coming out with these, various, programs to reduce it. And you know, you're speaking of Barnes and Noble. I'd like to go back to that topic, Clayton. The John DeCamp's book. You're familiar with John DeCamp. He's a great American. He's an attorney Lincoln, Nebraska, and he has a book called The Franklin Cover-Up. And I personally was involved in investigating this case, and it involved taking children out of Boys Town orphanages and foster homes, driving them from Omaha, Nebraska, to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, placing them in private jets, flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with dignitaries, congressmen, senators, and so forth. And they would take pictures of the congressmen, senators, and then what they would do is they would frame them, tell them how to vote. And this book, The Franklin Cover-Up, is a dynamite book. And again, it's available on my website, tedgunderson.com. Now, John wrote the book back in the late 1980s, early 90s. I worked, as I said, I worked the case with John. And his book is not being carried in Barnes & Noble. And John asked me to check into it. So I called Barnes & Noble in New York City, and I talked to a lady there, and she said that the reason they're not carrying John DeCamp's book is because they only carry books that are being wholesaled, and they don't take books direct from the author. Well, John is wholesaling this book right out of his office. So here we go. Barnes & Noble refuses to handle John DeCamp's book. You can call them, and I have done this, Barnes & Noble, and ask them for a copy of this Franklin cover-up. And again, it's available on my website, tedgunderson.com. And they will tell you that it's either out of print or it's unavailable, but it is available, of course, and they just refuse to stock it. So the information that John has in his book and other books, you know, the freedom of the press and freedom of speech and so on and so forth, is right down the toilet as it exists today.
Well, what about Kathy O'Brien's book on the transformation of America? I mean, she's having to live in Thailand or someplace overseas out of fear for her life. She talks about George Bush and Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was her handler, for God's sake.
Well, and then we had Bryce Taylor, Sue Ford, actually, was her real name. Sue is from San Fernando Valley, California. And she makes the same allegation, basically backs up Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. I guess Mark Phillips is still with Kathy, isn't he? Are you there, Clayton?
Yes, sir.
He's with Kathy, isn't he?
No, I still got you here. I still got you here.
Oh, you still? Yeah, we still here. Well, yeah, Mark Phillips has been with Kathy O'Brien for years, and they've been together for years, and I've lectured with them. And then we have Bryce Taylor, who backs up Kathy O'Brien with her book, Thanks for the Memories, which is also available on my site, by the way, tedgunderson.com. And Bryce says that Henry Kissinger was her handler, and she was involved with Henry. When she was 15 years old, her father came to her in San Fernando Valley and told her in tears into her bedroom. This is her own story to me, and told her that he was going to have to give her up. And it was thereafter that she lived out in the country in the rural area. That helicopter would come in and pick her up and carry her off when she was just a child, 15, 16-year-old child. And they used her as a high-price, high-level prostitute with dignitaries in order to frame them, the same as we talked about just a few moments ago, taking children back to D.C. through the Franklin cover-up book and setting up congressmen, senators, and dignitaries and so forth, and framing them and then telling them how to vote. So Barnes & Noble, everybody should call them and ask them for copies of this book just to, as far as I'm concerned, to harass them because they deserve to be harassed.
Well, Ted, I just mentioned about the two-face of FEMA. They said they want to, round us up and put us 400,000 troops to control the American people. I say they want us to take these vaccines. You know, I've got a little card here. I've got the vaccine ingredients I got over at Payman's event. And it's got MSG, antifreeze, formaldehyde, aluminum, glycerin, lead, cadmium, sulfates, yeast, proteins, antibiotics, acetone, streptomycin, mercury, monkey kidney, dog kidney, chick embryo, chick calf serum, aborted fetal tissue, pig blood, horse blood, sheep blood, rabbit brain, guinea pig. I mean, that's everything they do seems to be designed to just kill us. And we're giving our children this. I just did it on my show the other day. A guy offered $25,000 to any executive, CEO of any of these companies that are urging these pharmaceutical companies and pushing these vaccines. He offered $25,000 just to drink it, just to take a shot of the vaccine that they're trying to give our children. They wouldn't do it. Nobody, he's never had a taker on it.
Speaking of the pharmaceutical companies, they're part of the mix, this New World Order mix. And there are, as I recall, five pharmaceutical companies listed in the Fortune 500. And the gross income of those five pharmaceutical companies, of all five of them, the gross income of all five, is greater than the gross income of all the additional 495 of the Fortune 500. So that tells you something right there.
These wars we're fighting in Iraq. We fought that evil dictator, Saddam Hussein, who would stand up on his, he'd stand up on his balcony. I mean, I've seen films of him standing up on his balcony with a shotgun in his arm, waving at the crowd, and thousands of Iraqis below him, all armed with automatic weapons. I don't think George Bush would ever do that.
No, but, you know, and Saddam Hussein, you remember the picture that came out when he came out of that trap door in the ground?
Yes.
That was that was published and distributed out of Canada, as I recall. And he was supposed to have been captured in December, and in the background was a fig tree, and the fig trees were green and yellow, which means, of course, in December, figs themselves are dark, almost black. So that was a hoax. That was a joke. And then they tried him and claimed they executed him. His wife went in to visit him, and she came out and she said, "That isn't my husband." So the question arises, what happened to the real Saddam Hussein? That was obviously a lookalike that they executed.
Well, they did the same thing with Osama bin Laden. The bin Laden family has been partners with the Bush family for 20 years. And the Osama bin Laden we saw talking about, supposedly talking about 9/11, was not Osama bin Laden at all. I've got the pictures on my site. I've had the pictures on my site to prove it.
Well, and you know, after 9/11, the FAA grounded all airplanes. But what they did, our government flew the Osama bin Laden family out of New York to Tampa, Florida, even though all the airplanes were grounded, and flew them back to the Middle East. The family took them out of Tampa, Florida, flew them back to the Middle East. You know, this is in further illustration of what's going on. This is an international, this is not a national conspiracy. This is an international conspiracy that's taking place. We're exposing today on this show.
Right. You're absolutely right. And the question is, We've got law enforcement officers. You know, I say, Ted, I'm an old biker, but I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you did too, and every FBI agent out there did too. So why should there be any dissension? Why should there be any rift between us, between people like me and the current FBI? If the current FBI and if our president was not part of the conspiracy, was not part of the problem, and how do we let Americans know that what happens when your chief executive, when your president sells out? And it's happened a dozen times in the last 100 years.
Well, of course, you know, he's our president for probably my whole lifetime, and that goes back to Herbert Hoover and Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Truman and Eisenhower and on forward. And maybe Kennedy was a member of the Illuminati, maybe he wasn't, but at least I have a tendency to believe that Jack Kennedy was not a member of the Illuminati. But was going to expose it, and that's the reason they killed him. But every president in my lifetime, except maybe Jack Kennedy, was a member of the Illuminati. And, you know, when I first came out, when I retired in 1979 as charge of the FBI in Southern California, most of Southern California, except for Imperial and San Diego County, when I first came out, I was one of the first to publicly identify the Illuminati, although it's been, you know, available to the American people And I was kind of hesitant at first to come forward with the information about the Illuminati, although I did, because I knew that the consequences were death. And now there's so many people that have come forward with it that it's it would be counterproductive if they came after all of us, although they have certainly come after me and after you through harassment tactics and what have you. But Jack Kennedy was going to, at the time he was in office, I was not a supporter of his. At the time he was in office, I was at FBI headquarters. I was involved in investigating the mafia, organized crime. I had 2.5 year assignment there. And, but you know, thinking back, he was probably the best, one of the better presidents, that we've had in my lifetime.
Hang on just a minute, Ben. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And if you want to call in, you can. We'll try to take a quick call or a quick question. We'll be right back here. You're listening to The Free American with Ted Gunderson as my guest today. I'm Clay Douglas. Be right back.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. And if you want to get the Free American, if you want to subscribe, if you want to advertise, if you want to distribute the magazines, you can call 888-678-1444. Ted Gunderson is my guest. Ted, if you'd give out your website, too.
My website, and I'm giving away free DVDs, is tedgunderson.com, and also That's my website, tedgunderson.com, my personal website. And then the one where I'm giving away 400 free DVDs is 1-FREE-DVD.com. And my associate, Clarence Malcolm, you've met Clarence, haven't you, Clayton?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Clarence Malcolm is working with me. We're operating out of Nebraska. We had to move from the big city, Las Vegas, to a small town because of the harassment that was taking place in Las Vegas, and we were being poisoned. And, of course, my car's been stolen, and you just can't imagine everything that's happened to me because I've been exposing these people for 28, 29 years. But Malcolm is there. He's he's producing as many of these DVDs as you folks want to order. And, again, they're free. And I understand, of course, that you can't give away free American because you do have expenses.
I do give it away. I mean, every truck stop I go by, every convenience store, every time I get gas, I give them a stack of magazines.
Good for
so
you.
They people that have not been exposed to this can learn what's going on.
You know, that would be a good source. Maybe some of us who are trying to expose the New World Order boys should contact these truck stops on the highway and start giving these promoting what we're exposing and trying to expose today as we speak. I understand there's a truck stop between Las Vegas and Los Angeles that's 100% for Ron Paul, and they pull no qualms about it. But that's a good.
One part of my plans here, Ted, were to paint Free American on the side of my fifth wheel. I've got a 36-foot fifth wheel that's got my office in it, and I plan to paint put a Ron Paul poster permanently on the fifth wheel for the next year. So everywhere we go, people will know about the Free American. But, you know, you said you'd been poisoned. You said, you know, you'd had harassment. Ted, when I decided to stop publishing the motorcycle magazine, Thunder Riders, and devote my full time and attention to the Free American and get that started again, after they tried to kill me. I mean, right after George Bush was told the NSA they could tap everybody's phones, I called home to ask my son what was going to, where I needed to go next. And the next, before I got where I was going, because he'd given me directions, I was hit and kept unconscious for 3 months. But that wasn't the end of it. When I recovered, when they failed to kill me from that, I came on the internet and I put out a call for donations or investments to get the Free American started again. And I got in over $1 million, Ted, all in hot checks. And the FBI didn't want to know what the envelopes looked like or anything. Is that they tried to lay it off on Nigerian scammers? And I don't believe it was Nigerian scammers at all. It's more like an intelligence operation. How can you get $1 million in hot checks, all issued in the U.S., and blame it on Africans?
Well, I'd like to, after the music, like come back and cover some more of that, Clayton. I hear music. With